I'm going to go straight to you.
City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. News and views of what's happening around town. And now the host of this week's program, our public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi, Ms. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning, Celia.
Good morning, William. How are you?
Very good.
Good, good. We are recording this podcast on Wednesday, December the 4th at 10:41 a.m. at Biloxi City Hall. We're going to go ahead and get into it. We have a guest. We got a lot going on this week and this weekend in Biloxi and to actually kick off the Christmas season. And someone to tell us about it, a guest that we've had on the show before, is Bill Raymond. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Cecilia. I'm so glad I'm here today. Yeah, we're excited. It's Christmas time, and that's my favorite time of year. And we will kick off Christmas in Biloxi on Thursday, December 5th. At 5:30 with the lighting of the Biloxi Lighthouse. And that's all for the last 7 years now. That is how we've kicked off the Christmas season in Biloxi with turning on those lights, and it just puts everybody in the mood for Christmas. Santa Claus shows up and has gingerbread men for the kids and candy canes. We have cookies and hot chocolate. The Doubletree called me today and they wanted to be part of it, so they're bringing cookies out for the kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have music out there. The mayor will be there to flip the switch and get Christmas going.
And don't you have a couple things like shirts and the Biloxi Visitor Center? Don't you have an ornament that comes out every year for Christmas?
Yeah, we're excited. Our ornament this year features the Biloxi Lighthouse like it always does, but it also has a schooner on, and it's a really pretty ornament. And then our Christmas shirts, we got them in yesterday. I'm so excited because it is Santa driving the tour train. How much more Biloxi can you get than that? And they're really cute, and they come in green, and they come in red. We have them at the Visitor Center starting today, and then we'll have them. We'll be selling them out at the lighting ceremony, too.
Yeah, and the event is free and open to the public for anybody to come out and enjoy. And like you said, Santa will be there, the mayor will be there, so it's a fun event. I hope the weather will be nice and not too cold. Did you say we're going to have hot chocolate?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have hot chocolate, and the police are going to be out there helping people cross the street, so you can park on the south side or park at the Visitor Center, either one, and come on over and join us. We'll have an area barricaded off so that to keep children separated from the traffic. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, it's definitely open to the public. I think the actual lighting itself is going to happen right around 6 o'clock, and it'll be broadcast live on WLOX.
That sounds good. Tell us a little bit of history about that. Why, you said it's only been going on for about, we've been kicking off the season this way for about 7 years, but decorating the lighthouse is something that's gone on for years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and the lighthouse has been decorated a lot of different ways. And about 8 years ago, Mary Moran came to me, and Mary's fat dad had his art studio right there at the lighthouse. And he had taken a picture from 1963 on New Year's Eve, and it's there's snow everywhere, and the lighthouse is decorated. And I thought, wouldn't this be cool to recreate that decoration from 50 years ago for the lighthouse? And so that's what we did. I sent the picture off to a manufacturer who does Christmas decorations and said, can you make this? They said, oh, sure, we made it. So and a few weeks later, here it comes. And the first few years, I would put this up with a volunteer.
Oh, wow.
Now, it got a little hairy, so now we get a contractor to do it. But we put it up and said, we've sent the money, we've done this decoration, let's make it a little bigger. So we decided to do that event and just have the mayor come out and turn on the lights. It was such a good response that we went ahead and just decided, well, this needs to be an annual event.
That picture you speak of, Bill, is that the one that's in the gift shop or in the visitor center? And in the background is an old Gulf oil station and there's a car, or is that a different picture?
No.
It's a winner.
Yeah, that is the exact picture. And that was New Year's Eve 1963 when that picture was taken. And I remember the Gulf station. Now, I was born in 63, but it was there for a long time. It also had the lighthouse cottages right next door. You can see the sign, which was really cool, which were kind of behind where the Dantzler house used to be.
And if you do want to know, the car in the picture is a 1957 Buick Roadmaster. Trust me. That is a Buick Roadmaster in there. Very cool. And I always thought the picture was like from 57. Now, the truth be known, it's 1963. Very cool.
It is very cool. And like you said, you do have the prints at the visitor center that people can buy, because I actually bought one myself 1 year because I thought it was very nice. We got a lot of other happenings going on this weekend. You're involved in a little bit of them, Bill. Tell us a little bit about that. What else is going on?
Okay, so Christmas starts on Thursday night with the light of the lighthouse. Then we continue on for Friday with the children's Christmas on the Water Children's Parade through downtown Biloxi. I think the parade rolls at 6 o'clock. It's not too late to register. You can actually register at the, we try to get people, as many people to pre-register as possible, but you will be able to register at the beginning of the parade, which is going to be in front of the Gruitch Center. Okay, and then the parade goes through downtown Biloxi and goes all the way to the town green, where we will have a Christmas celebration and the lighting of the decorations down there. The children will get to help decorate a Christmas tree on the, Santa Claus will be there, there'll be treats. I think they'll have more hot chocolate and cookies there. So, you know, that's the theme, hot chocolate and cookies, and that'll get me there, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
True, and it's fitting with the cooler weather. But at the Biloxi, the lighting of the Biloxi Town Green, that'll be Friday night. We're going to have a special treat. The Biloxi Fire Department is going to bring out their new fire dog, Jack. He will be there, so he will be introduced to the public. This will be his first big appearance in the public. But the Fire Chief Joe Boney asked that everybody please keep your distance a little bit right now. Jack is still in training, and he's going to be a service dog. So, you know, of course, service dogs, while they're working, you can't just go up and touch them and pet them and everything. You have to ask for permission. So he will be there, though, so that's kind of exciting.
And P.S., no autographs.
So, true. Maybe down the road he'll give you a little paw print. But I know we've had a lot of people asking us on Facebook, when do I get to meet Jack? So this will be one time that you will get to meet Jack in one of his very first appearances. But like Bill said, we have the lighting of the lighthouse on Thursday. Friday we have the children's parade. Like you said, people can still register. Did you say they can register where at on the day of the event?
At the beginning of the parade at the Gruitch Center. There'll be a table set up for late registration where people can get their children registered for the parade, and they actually ride in hay wagons, and that all the children that participate, they put them, they divide them up, put them on hay wagons, so that, and they get a bag of beads that we already got them all counted out, and they're ready to go. So it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids, you know, and they don't get to participate in the parade very often. We have two a year. We do the Christmas parade, and then again in the spring or late winter, I guess, we do the Mardi Gras parade. And both have a great attendance. And that's just starting, you know. From there, we go on to Saturday. And Saturday is a full day of Christmas with Christmas in the City Festival downtown. I think Kay's got around 100 vendors set up. And that's a Main Street event. I think we'll have pusheradas. That's what I'm hearing, is the ladies from the lodge are going to be making pusheradas and selling them there. And then,
but get there early, because they will go quick.
Oh, yeah. They're always sold out by 11, 12 o'clock. But there'll be vendors all through the Rue Magnolia, but it also comes up this year and is, it's grown. The main stage will be in the parking lot on the south side of the what used to be the Vue Marche, the downtown area, right there. And then there will be vendors out on Howard Avenue.
Oh,
so we're
awesome.
So excited that, you know, we've rebuilt Howard Avenue to make it more public friendly. And so this is our chance to show how great this is going to work for us.
And if you remember in the photographs you'll see here at City Hall, or photographs you can see at the Visitor Center, of how Howard Avenue, how busy it was, how all that walking traffic. So it'll be a good thing to re-experience that happening.
Yeah, the children's parade will go down along Howard Avenue, the new parquet dance floor, as the mayor calls it, Friday night, and then Saturday. And then at the end, after the Christmas in the City Festival, which is from 10 to 4, it's free, open to the public to come out and go shopping, get some Christmas ideas. Then we have the Christmas on the Water Boat Parade, and that, I believe, starts at 6 p.m. South of the Biloxi Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So anywhere that, you know, this is... Is it 34th year? It's something. I don't know. We've been going on a long time, and I had hair when we started this. The best viewing will be from the Biloxi Lighthouse through to Golden Nugget, because that's really the parade route. But they start lining up a little further out. But to get a good view of the boats, anywhere from the Biloxi Lighthouse on to through the Small Craft Harbor, on the backside, outside of the Small Craft Harbor, is a great place to view the boats. And it goes on to the Golden Nugget. And then at the end of the parade, there's a huge fireworks extravaganza that'll be right there, right off of Deer Island, just south of the Biloxi Yacht Club, and the Schooner Pier, right in that area. So get there early, get a parking space, and make sure that you're out by 6 o'clock so you don't miss anything.
Yeah, it's a tradition in Biloxi for the boats to decorate there, or the folks to decorate their boats with Christmas lights and parade along the Mississippi Sound. It's a very pretty sight to see, and, you know, it kind of gets you, adds on to getting you into the Christmas spirit.
And there will not be any steamers.
Not that I'm aware of. But so we got a lot of Christmas events kicking off this weekend. What else you got going on at the Biloxi Visitor Center, Bill?
Well, we're in the middle of decorating for Christmas right now, and so excited tomorrow. We're getting a special visitor for next, probably about a year. They're moving the grand Steinway piano from the Sanger over to the Visitor Center. And you don't know, one day you might come in and find the mayor sitting at the piano playing for our guests. So we'll see how that goes. But they're moving it in sometime tomorrow, that's Thursday.
Yeah, that's nice. I know the mayor's excited about that, yeah, because he loves to play the piano. Are you going to have anything else, like, are people going to be able to use the piano or what?
Well, actually, we haven't figured that out yet, but we brought it over there, and it's actually going to go in the West Lobby, and that's where there's a Christmas tree over there, and the kids from Nativity are coming over, the class from Nativity, and help decorate that tree next week. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a beautiful view with the kids, their ornaments, the piano there, so maybe I can talk somebody and come in and play them for the kids while they're decorating the tree, so we'll see how that goes. And, yeah, we're also getting ready for our big Christmas open house, which will be the 21st and 22nd of December. It's always that last weekend before Christmas, our last-minute shopping possibility. And it's been a great event all over the years. We get a great attendance. And people are asking about it already. They're scared they might have missed it. So the tour train will be out there, and they're going to be doing just little fun trips around the neighborhood, playing Christmas carols. Mr. Augie will be driving the tour train that day. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we'll have Santa Claus there. We'll be doing free pictures with Santa Claus for the kids. They'll actually get their picture and be able to take it home with them that day.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And for the holiday open house, are you still taking application for vendors?
Oh, yeah. We'll take application for vendors all the way up until probably just a day or two before the event. Right now, we're about halfway where we normally are, which is right. You know, most vendors come in at the last minute. So I'm sure when it's all said and done, we're going to have 75 to 100 vendors out there.
That's awesome. That sounds like another free event to attend, just to go around and shop. So anything else going on at the Visitor Center?
No, it's just a busy time of year. We have lots of events going on between the Visitor Center and the Civic Center. I don't think there's a single day that there's not some event in either one of the facilities. So we're excited about that. And it's that time of year. We just have lots of Christmas parties, and a lot of people get married this time of year. So we have lots of weddings going on.
That's awesome. Or if anybody wanted to hold an event or have anything go on at the Visitor Center or the Civic Center, how would they contact you, Bill?
They just call the Visitor Center at 374-3105. Amanda Williams, who is our rental agent for those two facilities, is there Monday through Friday. She will check the calendar, see if it's available, show you around, and help you to plan your event, you know, which venue would work best for you.
Yeah, well, I thank you, Bill, for being here. It's a very busy time of year for you. Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you again, Bill. Thank you. I know we have a lot of Christmas events going on this weekend, but I just want to make a reminder for everyone to remember on Saturday is the Biloxi Youth League basketball registration. It'll be from 9 to noon at the Donald Snyder Community Center. It's open to ages 6 to 15. There are fees that start at $30 and goes up to $75 depending on the children you have. There is financial assistance available. The Parks and Recreation Department is putting that on. Again, it's Saturday, December the 7th, 9 to noon at the Snyder Center. If you want some information on that, you can call the Parks and Recreation Department at 228-388-2483 or go online to our website at biloxi.ms.us. Also this week, we released the December issue of B News Monthly. And of course, it has a Christmas theme. It lets you know about all the events that are going on in Biloxi that we are aware of. It also gives an update on infrastructure and some other happenings that's going on in Biloxi. It also gives you a little introduction to Jack in the fire department, so you can get a little bit of information on him and his history. Also, where we're at on the Sanger Theater, gives a little update on that. Repairs are going on. A contract has been awarded, so it may take a little bit longer before you actually see any demolition happening. And when I say demolition, that's just to the fly tower in the back. Just the top part needs to be replaced because it was not structurally safe. So that work is going on. We have a lot of things in line with the newsletter that's going on. BTV, Christmas theme, an update on downtown Biloxi on Howard Avenue, where we stand at that. We have the Mardi Gras Museum that is there. It's open. It has a grand opening with a little parade on December the 6th. All that information is in the newsletter, which is also available at all city facilities and online. As everything that we've said today, you can get information about online on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
There's always something happening in Biloxi. Go to the website. Enjoy. Have a very safe weekend, ladies and gentlemen. This has been City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, Miss Celia Dobbs-Walton. This is William Sackett speaking.